It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Bachelor Colton Underwood and his girlfriend Cassie are still not engaged, but they are planning to buy a house.
We definitely talk about our future and engagement and our future a lot. It's a big part of our conversations.
To be honest with you, we don't really plan or don't have like a set date. One fun thing that we did is we did set a goal for next year, and we want to buy a house in Huntington.
That he's talking about Huntington Beach in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked about whether or not he's still a virgin.
It's something that we've talked about, and when I went into the fantasy suite, I was worried about fighting for our relationship and having intimate conversations. But since then, I know I've been very open and candid about my virginity.
Yeah.
And now that there's two people in it, out of respect for everybody involved, I've...
Oh, come on.
Shut up, Colton, you tool.
I know. Luke Perry's death certificate confirmed that he died from a stroke. The document also revealed that the Riverdale actor's body was transported to Dixon, Tennessee, where he was buried on Monday. He had a farm in the area and lived there part-time. Perry suffered the massive stroke at his home in Sherman Oaks on February 27th. He was rushed to a nearby hospital via ambulance, where he remained until his death on March 4th. Now, this is where you can play that. Former Friends star Matthew Perry was caught using dating apps to hook up with hotties, and that's what got him kicked out of rehab. Insiders claim the pill-popping star was logged onto the exclusive dating app Raya when he got booted from the session. One source explains that he got kicked out because he was too busy with models he's texting through the app. He wasn't concentrating, which is worrying everybody. They really want him focused on sobriety and taking it seriously and not trying to hook up. He recently tweeted about it. He said, "I got kicked out of therapy today. Easy, guys. It was just one session." Some of his pals are worried that he's replacing an addiction to drugs and booze with an addiction to girls, and that it won't be good in the long run.
I was going to ask, does that matter? It's like, okay, he's just trying to hook up. But if it is like an actual thing of replacing it, it's still an addiction. Like, you still got to fix something.
Yep. Some people are addicted to substances. Some are addicted to sex. It's totally hand in hand. And in an upcoming book, Ladies Who Punch, the explosive inside story of The View by Variety's New York Bureau Chief Raymond Statuta.
Bless you.
Statuta.
Oh, did you fart?
Nope. Rosie O'Donnell talks publicly for the first time about the struggles of her youth. She says that she was actually sexually abused by her father at a young age.
There are some unforgivable things, I think, that as a child, the statute of limitations, I think, has to wear off, right? You get to be 50 years old, you can't still be angry at what your father did in 1970. Mm-hmm. You have to work it out yourself and then find a place for it in your own life and not rehash it forever.
Have you reached that place?
I have. I've reframed it and I've,
Have you forgiven him in your mind?
I have, and he knows it, and I've told him that, and he's still alive. And I think he's still suffering, and that's a sad thing to me.
Coming up in less than an hour, this A-lister uses her own blood to moisturize.
Huh?
Yep.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.